Once a week, KX93.5 welcomes Caroline Bruderer, host of Caroline's Cause Corner, and we're very happy to feature our friends at the South Laguna Community Garden. Caroline, go ahead and introduce our guests.
Thank you, Tyler. Today, we have Ann Kristoff and Tom Juliet of the South Laguna Community Garden and Park, and they just had an awesome event, and I want to hear all about that and what's coming up for the park and sort of the whole enchilada. So, Ann, why don't you go ahead and tell us about how the event went.
Well, we had a wonderful event at the ranch for our fifth anniversary.
Fantastic. And it's going to be a great venue for all these fundraisers. I'm really excited about the ranch.
Yes. And so we had three wonderful bands that...
Friends of KX Radio who have played in studio, the Moon Police, Kalina Justice, and the Hatties. Jessica and Ryan Hattie, and they just knocked everybody's socks off right
there. Sure. That's wonderful.
Beautiful venue out on their outdoor porch with the views of the canyon, the hurricane clouds lit up and the sunset. There were deer munching on the fairway. It was just a beautiful evening.
Mark Christie calls that the salad bar.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, anybody that's played golf out there knows that those deer, that's their little salad bar. That's funny. That's exactly what it is. But tell us about, did you raise, funds and the people and just, sort of the whole scope
of the
event?
Well, we had a full house. Mm-hmm. We were hoping between 100 and 150, and they say they served 142 dinners.
Perfect.
And it was lots of different people.
Talk about the history of the garden for Laguna Beach residents and for the people listening live online and for who would come visit. It's a great place to come visit, grab some lunch, have and have a picnic, right?
Okay, so it started in 2009 when we just were hoping that we'd be able to use this property for a year. We asked the owner if we could have permission to have our garden there, and he said yes, but he couldn't give us any guarantees. So here we are 5 years later. And it's still there, and it's grown to 53 beds, and about 150 people participate in those beds. And then there are members kind of at large as well, who friends who donate and who are also involved in the garden.
So is this an opportunity for residents that don't have really any good growing ground or, that want to have more of a communal feel to their garden to come and participate?
Yes.
So what do they do? How do they connect with you on that?
Well, they go online to southlaguna.org/garden, and there's rules and information and applications there, and they apply and they can get on our waiting list. And right now, there's no one on the waiting list.
Oh, okay.
And if you call up a lot of community gardens in Southern California, they'll say, oh, it's about a 5 year or there's 100 people on the list. So I think we've been able to kind of accommodate the people who are interested in participating. We have the end of our garden year is September 30th. This is our renewal period coming up.
Uh-huh.
And there may be some people who choose not to renew.
Uh-huh.
So we may have some openings. We don't know for sure.
Yes, South County Community Park and Garden and Park. Talk about the park part.
Well, the facility is open to the public all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's some community gardens are fenced off and only the people who have plots have a key. In our case, it is open. And so the public is welcome to come and use it as a park. There's a picnic.
Popular lunch spot.
I would imagine how lovely to sit among all the beautiful, plants and live growing, food. I think that's a beautiful spot.
And then we have gardens around the outside. So we have a drought tolerant garden along Coast Highway. We have a native plant garden along Eagle Rock and grapevines on the south side of the garden. So there are things to look at besides the individual beds. We try to make the whole thing a beautiful garden.
Well, okay.
But let me mention there in November, there's going to be another festival. So we'll have the Garden Park Fall Festival. And in December, there's going to be a sing-along party where we do standard songs and everybody brings instruments and some cookies and things for community gatherings. It's really fun.
That would be really fun. So just going to the website is the best way. There's no newsletter to sign up for or anything like that.
That's the best.
Okay. So tell us again the URL.
Southlaguna.org/garden.
And if you become a member of KX93.5 today, a portion of your membership will go directly to the South Laguna Community mm-hmm. Garden and Park. So I think that this is a wonderful, wonderful gem in Laguna Beach. And I want to thank Tom and Ann again for coming in and telling us all about their great event that they just had and the other events coming up this fall and into the winter. Until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for KX 93.5 and Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.